Joining us on the line right now is Matthew Hurt, who has been working behind the scenes right now to roll back some challenges to the Airbnb idea in Arlington County. And he's had some success. Matthew, good morning. Good to have you here on the show.
Morning. Great to be with you, Brian, and great to be with Mercedes. Thank you.
All right. So, you're a guy who's been active on this issue. In Arlington, they were very concerned, it seemed, that people were doing something with their personal property. They were renting it out to other people, and the county just felt like, hold it. People are doing stuff, and we don't know about it, and we're not in control of it, and we're not regulating it, so we need to step in and fix this. Tell us what has happened since this was all first investigated by Arlington County.
Well, I do want to give the county a little bit of credit. Even in a deep blue county like Arlington, they saw that the market was changing, that innovation was coming to the fore to allow property owners and even renters to rent out parts of their home or all of their home if they wanted. And on Saturday, after about a month and a half long discussion about various regulations, actually formally legalized accessory homestays, what they're calling them. So Airbnb, if you list part of your home on Craigslist or anything like that, that is now legal in Arlington, Virginia.
What was the concern?
There are a number of concerns that were voiced at the meeting on Saturday. One of them being food service. Should you be allowed to serve food to guests in your home? A number of concerns about from neighbors who were interested in maintaining the character of the neighborhood, and then some safety and security concerns. What is the additional burden on police and emergency medical personnel in the county based on the more than 900 listings of Airbnb from month to month that already existed illegally here in Arlington?
Is it going to be difficult to enforce, Matthew?
I think so. Look, it's any of these kinds of things where the impetus is on the neighbors to basically be busybodies. If you're digging through your neighbor's trash can this morning in Arlington looking for recyclables, that's the kind of person who is going to be seeking to enforce these. most of what we're trying to do, or what I think the county was in good faith trying to do, was just create a framework to legalize it. Four members of the county board are extra left wing. There's one guy who's sort of the moderate voice on the county board, but they all understood that people are already doing this, and they wanted to create a framework to allow them to continue to do it.
Well, it's very important that this happen because, I mean, this is, I guess, coming up January 20th. There are a lot of people will be coming to town wanting to rent properties, rent Airbnb places for the inauguration.
Absolutely, and I think rooms now are going for between $500 and $1,000 a night. And especially in Arlington, deep blue Arlington, I think many of my liberal neighbors would love to make a few dollars off a Trump supporter coming into town to catch the inauguration.
Believe me, Matthew, the liberals will be leaving town that weekend or protesting on the mall. I don't quite know which one they're going to do.
Have you heard this story? I mean, I've heard this being reported in some places that a lot of people put their properties up on Airbnb who were Democrats, assuming that Hillary was going to win
and that
Democrats would come and stay in their house. And now that Donald Trump has won the election, they don't want Republicans in their house and they're withdrawing those.
Especially not the Trump supporters. Are you kidding me?
Although the
Trump supporters are the best people in the country.
So let me ask you this question, Matthew. There are some regulations in place. In other words, they've put a framework in place and they put some regulations. Are there any onerous burdens that are now standing in the way of people renting their homes if they want to do through Airbnb or on Craigslist or some other place?
So when this discussion started at the middle of October, there were some pretty horrible regulations that were being proposed by the staff of the county. No food service. They wanted to require extra parking, which in Arlington there's street parking. No limit on the number. Well, excuse me. They wanted to limit the number of contracts per night. So if you had a couple of rooms that were available, you could only have one contract per night. And then they also wanted to ban renters from hosting, but all four of those were rolled back. There are a number of other things like not allowing for investment properties. But again, these are going to be tough to regulate and tough to sort of track.
Let me ask you, Matthew, it's happening in Arlington County. Is this something that we could see these regulations happen at a state level, for example?
So this year, the General Assembly sort of punted, I believe, and they came up with a package, but ultimately it did not make its way all the way through the General Assembly or to the governor's desk. I believe there'll be a package that comes out of Richmond early in the session. However, and this is my concern as sort of a grassroots activist, is I would rather debate these with homeowners, with renters, with investment property owners, rather than having, say, the special interest of the hotel industry, and this is how I market this to my liberal friends. I want to keep the hotel industry from lobbying against the right of property owners to do what they want with their property.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. You know, it's one of the things, when you have an Uber come in or you have the Airbnb thing comes out of nowhere and it changes the way people do business,
yes,
there's always going to be some concern about it. But by and large...
Have you ever stayed in an Airbnb?
Indeed, I have.
You have?
When we went to Philadelphia for the convention,
oh,
we stayed... The whole WMAL team rented a house, and we stayed in an Airbnb.
So the seven Schlapp family members, we could stay somewhere.
Absolutely.
They'll accommodate us.
Well, I mean, when these new things come along, there's always some concern, but I'm glad to see that Arlington finally did the right thing. Matthew Hurt, thank you so much for your activism on this issue, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.